Here are your latest Newcastle United headlines. I'm Aidan Perkins. We'll start with the very latest on the possible takeover of the Magpies. Saudi Arabia-based consortium has now, according to the latest reports, been given the green light to complete the takeover of the club. In March, reports emerged that the group, who are led by the Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, were in talks to buy Newcastle off long-term owner Mike Ashley. However, given the much publicised opposition, it has put the proposed deal in doubt, seemingly resulting in the consortium to turn their attention elsewhere. However, according to the latest reports, negotiations will soon reach a positive conclusion, and an official announcement could be forthcoming as early as the start of June, if and when the deal goes through, as is claimed, despite some very vocal opposition, with some doubts about, or plenty of doubts and allegations about, the takeover. Newcastle would have a significant transfer fund to spend this summer. As a result, they have been linked with plenty of players, have Newcastle in recent weeks, including Real Madrid superstar Gareth Bale and PSG forward Edinson Cavani. He is set to be out of contract this summer. The future of manager Steve Bruce is also very much up in the air, as it's been widely reported that if the Newcastle takeover goes through, then former Tottenham boss Mauricio Pochettino is the potential new owner's first choice to be brought in as manager. However, Bruce says that he backs himself over all, when compared to all the top managers, and he's in the dark over what the long-term future is for him at St James's Park. Speaking to Sky Sports, he said, "I back myself against most people in the division," he said. "To be in a position where you're actually challenging, you have a good enough team, as Newcastle did back in 1995 under St Bobby Robson, that would be wonderful. I'd back myself." "Of course I would," he said. "Management, whether you're managing in the lower division or you're right at the top, it's about getting the best out of what you've got. And if you can do that," he said, "I'd back myself to have a crack at it. I'd be confident that I'd be able to do it." Whether that's ever going to be the case, he said, who knows? That's all for now. We'll have more later.